Hello, and welcome to the February 6th edition of the Laughing Place podcast this week. My name is Doobie. Joining me on my right in a confusing position is the talented Rick Astley.
Never gonna give you up.
On my left, again in a strange position, the lovely and talented Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I'm sitting in a chair. What's so unusual about that?
Usually you and the captain are swapped.
So. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I was worried we weren't going to get the opening, so.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Come on, Zsa Zsa.
Nope, sorry. Fine. Have no accent.
And across from me.
I would if I could, but it's not going to be there. It'd be embarrassing.
The man of a thousand voices, Thurl Ravenscroft.
I'm great.
Make that 900.
And please explain, what do these people have any relevance?
All of these people
are dead.
Were born.
Except Rick Astley.
And myself.
And Doobie.
No, that's the plot twist.
Zsa Zsa Gabor is dead?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
No, Eva Gabor is. Same thing.
I hate when the Grim Reaper mix those. All of these people, including myself, were born on February 6th.
Oh, I guess I could have slapped you. That would have worked for Zsa Zsa, huh?
What are they celebrating?
I'm celebrating my gift card.
Yeah.
I'll be getting as the world is hearing, minus about 6 million people, is hearing this podcast on Friday, I'll be getting my gift card.
I have a question. If Rebecca's in labor, are you still going to go to the park to get your gift card?
I told him to go to the park to get the gift card, yeah.
Do I have to go to a park? Can I go to one of the hotel stores or something?
Just go to
Downtown
studios.
Disney?
Nope.
Just go to the studios.
Disney Quest? Mini golf?
Nope.
Water park?
Nope.
Oh, man. Studios?
Studios easy in and out.
Okay. Can I send a proxy?
Nope.
A proxy.
The idea is not to give you free money for easily.
Can I just write a letter? My wife's in labor. Can you give me $75?
No.
So, happy
I'll
birthday
tell you what.
To me. Yes.
If your wife's in labor, in exchange for coming in for free and getting $75, your baby will go in for free for 3 years.
3 years. Thank you. Wow, that's too kind. Yeah. Actually, we're expecting at least to get 5 years out of this.
Oh, that. The Laughing Place podcast does not condone such behavior.
Nope.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Do what?
Do
you
what
got that reversed.
I think you mean do what you mean, not what you say.
Yeah, do what I say. We
would
don't
never,
condone it.
He would never.
But I'll do it. No, I would never do it.
He would never do that.
I would never do it.
It's a great way to teach a kid boss.
I'm just confused.
We're going to stunt his growth on purpose just so we can get it. Anyway, this is the...
And you don't like riding Space Mountain.
One more mistake. Oh, wait. No, the first mistake of the week. Last week, we did the nice opening with the lost characters because it was the 108th podcast. And then as soon as we went to save it afterwards, I realized it was the 109th podcast. So, excuse me for that. So
that's the 110th podcast?
This will be 110.
Wow, we should have a 15-minute celebration.
Okay.
Yay.
So, podcast at livingplace.com, 866-718-9408. Podcast section of the discussion boards. Send me a Facebook message. MySpace? Not on MySpace. Can't do that. Not a lot of news in the world of Disney this week. At least not a lot of good news. But we did have some news coming out, and that would be the Disney earning report. So for anything with money, we turn to Fanboy. Why don't you summarize it for us?
This was the Black Cauldron of Disney earnings announcements, and that it stank. So when you hear 63 cents a share, that's happy news. Unfortunately, it was 45 cents a share. The street was 51 cents a share. So it's not a good time. And to make it even more better, even more positive, Bob Iger said that it's probably not just this economic slowdown. Perhaps our businesses need to be reevaluated, particularly broadcasting and DVD.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Considering the economic slowdown, why would he want to blame something other than that?
Because he's honest.
Interesting.
I think what he did was he highlighted the fact that the Disney company is always seeking to adapt to the consumer interests, and he was trying to show that that they're in some ways ahead of the curve because it's not something that really has been talked about on a great scale. So I think a CEO to come out and say, hey, you know what, we think that it's not just – we're not just going to sit back thinking it's the economics. We realize that actually consumer behavior maybe is changing, and we're evaluating that, and we're going to adapt to it.
Yeah, they're really – I mean, as you and I all know, the DVD people have had way too much money for quite a long time. And so it's probably not a bad idea to cut back. So you're probably going to see fewer releases, especially catalog releases. You're going to see fewer bonus features.
Ooh.
You're going to see more value. So the Blu-ray coming with a DVD, that's Tupac kind of thing. You're gonna.
I like Tupac. Yeah.
Yeah. Notorious B.I.G. Those are all gonna be. So new models for the DVD business, and then the broadcasting side. You know, it's interesting.
Continue.
keep going.
It was interesting because they talked. They talked about how local advertising has hurt more than national advertising. So apparently the manufacturer commercials are still going strong, but the dealer commercials have been cut back. And they...
It's easy to tell the difference.
Damn. But that, you know, that there's... While there might be temptation to cut back the cost at the ABC stations, they're not going to, because it's important to have a strong news division in order to attract viewers to the station. Same thing with the parks. He says, you know, while we're offering the parks at a lower rate with the 7-for-4 deal, that they're also going to not cut back too much from the park because you still want to offer a good experience, because word of mouth is very important at the parks. So in contrast to the recession that Mr. Meisner was it?
You're so cruel.
Meisner. Instead of just having across-the-board cuts or cuts just to keep the stock price up, they're actually trying to make sure that they're managing their businesses effectively. And trying to – it's hard when you have sort of the economic downturn at the one side and also these sort of what they call secular changes where they really are changes in the business to kind of separate the two. But they're really trying to figure out what businesses need to change forever and which ones they just need to manage through a downturn. But they're still going to be investing in the cruise ships and DCA. They're investing some more in infrastructure at Pixar. So it's not like investment has stopped. In fact, if you actually look, capital expenditures at domestic theme parks actually went up. And attendance at advanced bookings for next quarter are up as well at the theme parks. But granted, it's going to be at what they say is probably about a 25% discount.
And they've been so happy with that promotion that they've decided to continue it. Initially, what it was, the cutoff was June. I think now the promotion is for vacations through August.
Right, and they've extended the window when you can book it as well, because that was supposed to actually expire, I think, want to say this week, but they've actually extended that through the end of April, I believe.
That's the 7 days for the price of four promotion.
And in talking about the promotion, you know, they've got their What Will You Celebrate campaign going on, and they have launched on their website a daily sweepstakes entry, and when you enter the sweepstakes, you get a little digital download each day of the month of February. So, like, the first two that I'm aware of have been cute little PDFs that you can use as a photo frame, and it has the Magical Celebrations logo on it, and they actually do label it, like, 1 of 28. So that way, each little digital download item that you get has its own little...
It's for the month of February? They intentionally choose the shortest month.
I think it's their launch month in a way.
Magical Celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they couldn't make up their mind on what they were going to call this one.
Cool. So it's not all bad news.
Oh, not all bad news, but mostly bad news.
How did they do relative to other media companies?
Well, they made money, which is better than Time Warner. They lost.
Yeah.
They lost. How do you say?
A lot.
Yeah, but a lot just doesn't get...
A truckload.
A truckload of money. EA lost a busload of money.
Maybe they're an acquisition target now.
Yeah, well, you always want to acquire things losing money.
It's cheaper.
So yeah.
We should be playing that song from Pete's Dragon right now.
Every little piece.
But money, money, money by the pound? Not really. Kind of gone.
I wish we got it by the pound, but if you look at Disney stock today, it got hit pretty hard. As of today is what, Wednesday? It was down 8%, down to 1887.
How far down was Time Warner stock? Is it on the D list queue now?
Well.
Hey, that means our one share that we want to get when the baby is born, you know, the little frameable, it'll be a little bit cheaper.
Oh, good. Oh, well, let's keep it down for just a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
Yeah. If you know what, at this point, just buy the 100 shares.
Seriously.
It's
By the time he's 18, that could be worth
$3.
A lot or nothing.
I'm just
kidding. I remember, at one point we thought about buying 100 shares of eToys for ourselves about 10 years ago.
You know, the Go Tracking stock has actually gotten some good news from this.
Oh, dude.
But they've, it's pretty glum. And Time Warner stock is now at $9.42.
Do you know, is that company worth less now?
Which is down 3.5%.
Than either Time Warner or AOL?
Yeah, oh yeah. And they're getting hit hard, not only from the AOL business, because I hate to I know it's just shocking, but their dial up base is decreasing.
And shocking.
Their print business is getting hit hard.
I'm shocked. So you're saying both dial up and print are not huge growth businesses?
No.
And that's why they acquired an internet company?
Yeah. But I have a question about this. When they acquired when AOL acquired Time Warner, to be perfectly fair, broadband was already coming out, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so why didn't AOL create a spend more time creating a broadband strategy than acquiring a periodical company? Just a question.
Keep moving backwards. We've got Walt Disney, keep moving forward. Steve Case, keep moving backwards.
Steve Case, is he even... but they are spinning off Time Warner Cable. Because why have anything that would make money being part of your balance sheet?
Maybe they're an acquisition target.
Yeah, well...
Anyway.
That's good news for us, because we got Bright House, which is partly owned by...
Time Warner.
Time Warner.
MyBrightHouse.com.
There's an asterisk there, right?
Next up on the LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Let's see. 2 weeks ago, we did our favorite... villain song. Then last week we did our favorite theme park song. So this week, in honor of Fanboy, we are doing our favorite princess song.
Hey, you're the princess
guy. I know, you're the princess.
Meanie.
Can't pull that one off.
True. Yes.
Admit it, Doopie. You are the princess guy.
So let's...
This bubblegum pink bathroom.
All right. Privacy.
Sorry.
Privacy.
What's your favorite kind of perfume that you wear?
Holly perfume. So, who wants to go first and give their favorite princess song in the whole wide world, as long as it's Disney?
My favorite is Cinderella's A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
A dream. Really?
Yeah. It was hard because I also really liked the main theme, just the song Cinderella about, you know, the princess. But yeah, that's my favorite.
What's that one?
Cinderella, you're as lovely as your name.
Cinderella.
Or a sunset in a frame.
Is this Michael Crawford?
No. There's only one. This is somewhere out there, actually.
That classic Disney song, Anastasia.
Anastasia?
It's about as Disney as Somewhere Out There. Is that Linda?
Linda Ronstadt?
Not among my favorites. You like it, huh, DB?
I do like it, yeah.
It's okay.
Wasn't that like what they use in a lot of commercials? And they still do.
I think that's... What are you going to do next?
Yeah.
How about a modern one?
Giselle's Happy Working Song.
Oh, that's a great one.
I really like that song.
That's a good one.
And then she has that other one, the more romantic one that's kind of fun. Because, I also like Snow White's Whistle While You Work. Yeah, it's just happy peppy. Yeah, you don't whistle so good. I know what your contemporary one would be.
I bet
maybe.
Right, but don't tell him. Don't say it.
Maybe.
I bet you're right.
We'll see. Yeah, that one. True Love's Kiss.
That's my least favorite song of that movie. I like the one in the park.
You like the one in the ballroom,
don't
you?
Oh, the one in the park. That's a great song.
The Showstopper. What's it called?
Yeah.
How Does She Know?
Yeah, that's a great song.
How about you, Captain?
Does Belle count as a princess song?
Yes.
Bonjour.
Then definitely. Though it's so sing-alongable, as we determined. Well... driving to downtown Orlando.
Yes, we did. That was kind of embarrassing, actually. I'm glad it was raining and our windows were up.
The three of you were singing.
Your window was down. Your window was down.
Your window was broken. The three of you were singing Belle?
Yes, yep.
The way. Oh, I'm sad I missed that.
No, you're not.
The three amigos over here, they all went to see David Copperfield and left the poor pregnant lady at home.
We prefer the term three caballeros.
Sorry. It's fine because I don't like magic shows, so... They had a good time.
You need to edit these and cut out the intro.
Stupid Randy Thornton.
Hey, I love Randy.
Randy's great.
No picking on Randy.
Randy's great, as long as you don't like words.
Extended mix.
The fans were clamoring for it.
Yes, we were. I'm happy with
it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Alien.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. There goes his brain. Oh, you know what?
Forward.
There goes the baker. With his tray.
Is that there goes his maker?
Like, always.
Fanboy can't get more than three words out, can he?
Bob Iger was talking about Bolt, now that you mentioned Aliens, and how some of the movies weren't as successful, although we were very pleased with how they critically they were.
Oh, yeah, critics don't pay the bills.
Yeah, I know. That's like, didn't Walt have a quote about critics?
You can't top pigs with pigs?
No, wasn't it like, who cares about the critics as long as the public likes it? Something to that effect.
Which is why he made Fantasia.
Hey, Captain, do you have like a more ballad one? Like
more
slower
one? Ballad one?
Because Belle's kind of a happy peppy song.
Oh, I have one that's a ballad.
Oh, you have one that's a ballad?
Yeah. Let me see if I can
wait
find
for
it. Here.
Wait for it.
That is not a princess
ballad. That's not
ballad.
A ballad, that's a D-ballad.
It took me so long when people were like, sing a ballad. And like, what do you mean, sing a song about Daniel Boone or David Crockett? All right.
Okay. Ballad, does like Colors of the Wind count as a ballad? Sung by a princess?
I would.
Yeah, then
I'm going to give you that.
Now, song. How about a classic princess song?
A classic princess song. I'd have to go with Rebecca.
A dream is a wish.
That's one of the most overrated songs.
Why? What is your issue?
I have no issues. Fanboy.
Perfect isn't easy.
That's not...
As exemplified by yourself.
Princess Georgette, huh?
Princess,
you decided she's a princess.
Oh, yeah.
She's a princess along the lines of Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly.
Anything perhaps more traditional princessy? I'm not going to say I'll try. A princess is a princess.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful...
I think this is among my least favorite princess songs.
Aw, I love this song.
I know.
I like it just because I can yell, FEET! STREET!
What about you, Doobie?
I think I'd say my favorite princess song is... If there's a the Pricer prize, if there's a prize for rotten judgment.
Yeah, oh, that was what I wrote down. Yeah,
I think
I thought
I've
that.
Already won that.
I figured you'd like that
no
one.
No man is worth
man,
the
man, my sister can belt out that song.
She sings it well.
She sings it great.
That's a good song. That would be, what is that song called?
I won't say.
I'm in, actually, it's. I think it's parentheses, I won't say.
Yeah, it's actually in parentheses, I'm in love.
Oh.
The song is I Won't
and,
Say.
And ironically enough, this was also blasted out of our car stereo with the windows down while driving
version.
Into...
Don't destroy the song with this.
Are you kidding? It's Cheetalicious.
And my favorite classic Disney princess song, I think, would be... I'm wishing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wishing.
Yeah, you do like that one, too.
For the one I love.
For the one I love.
Oh, you two make such a lovely duet. do you have a happy peppy one, Mr. Fanboy?
Happy peppy?
Mm-hmm. Because the other one you picked was kind of, you know, beautiful and slow.
You know what I like is the one from Beauty and the Beast.
Be Our Guest?
No, it's not a princess song.
Something There?
It's Something There.
That's a fun one.
I really do. Well, who'd have thought? Well, guess I saw. Well, who'd have known? Who indeed? Well, who'd have guessed? They come together on their own.
So peculiar.
What other song do you get to say peculiar?
Not many. Yeah, Helen Reddy, is she a princess?
No.
Okay, that's too bad, because I'm really fond of that song, too.
Yeah, Candle in the Water.
My love for her will always burn, as long as she keeps roaring.
So next week, we need to do another type of song. I would do, like, Prince song, but that's a pretty short list.
My favorite is Purple Rain.
Let's see, it'd be one song... And then I wonder.
So this is love.
So this is love.
Mm-hmm. I know you.
Well, that's the one I wonder. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder. That's different.
Well, no, that's part of the same. It's part of the same thing.
It's kind of the.
I wonder from.
Same movie.
Snow White.
No.
No.
No, you'd be sad, sadly mistaken.
Wah, wah, wah,
fair enough.
But I guess in that case you could count on birthday, because if Alice is a princess, then she got to get...
I got it.
Well, she doesn't sing, though.
Yeah, true enough.
Next week, I want your favorite showstopper.
Favorite showstopper?
Okay. Not this week, fanboy. Next week. Hold on to it.
Wait. How about there's wait. Never too young, you're never too young, you're never too old for Christmas.
Christmas?
That's not the show.
Portobello Road.
step in time, yeah.
Dude.
And in the case of the next movie we're going to discuss, the opening credits. Oliver and Company.
Oh, that is the worst way to start a movie. Once upon a time.
It doesn't really get much better after that, we noticed.
Why should I worry? Why should I care?
Although, it's got bevopulation. That's one of the best words. So, what's your name again? Captain John. Captain John and I ran through...
Captain Nodge.
Watched a bit of Oliver and Company today. Prior to the film, Captain informed me that this was one of your favorite Disney movies?
No, not really.
One of your least favorite?
One of my least favorite.
Yeah.
And it was one movie that everybody seems to like but me.
So when I became a Disney fan in 95, I think one of the re-releases came in 1996. So this was like my first time getting to... 1 minute, I'm in
Central Park. Enough of that.
This was like my first time going to the theater to see a classic Disney film.
What? Okay, no.
A film that wasn't in its first release.
Okay.
After I'd become a Disney fan. So I was all excited. I get to go to the theater and see what to me is a somewhat classic Disney movie. And I remember liking it a lot, because as Fanboy and I discussed before the show, you always like your first Disney movie. And in watching it today, I realized that I really was biased by it being my first Disney movie. It's a pretty bad movie.
It's got great music.
However, Fanboy, you love it, right?
I like it. I don't know that I wouldn't say it's, if it's like great, not great kind of thing, I wouldn't say it's great, but it's got great music, it's got CGI, it's got
Billy Joel,
my favorite Lawrence brother, and who doesn't love Dom DeLuise?
And it's got product placement all over the place.
With not a dime being
Yeah, right. I read that in Wikipedia.
Were you an Oliver and Company fan, Rebecca?
It was okay. I did not like it, but it's a little too melancholy for me.
What came out the same week as Oliver and Company? Land Before Time, part of my love was that I wanted Land Before Time to lose and Oliver and Company to win because it was the Disney film. I guess I was a company boy from before anybody else was in the 80s. So it was anytime we go head to head, hence I still hate dinosaurs and vampires after Bolt and Oliver and Company.
So you're still upset that Oliver and Company does not have, 12 sequels or whatever? Yeah, now.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's at least Oliver and Company went out with dignity.
So the DVD for Oliver and Company
no
doesn't have a lot of special features. It's the 20th anniversary edition.
Now I feel old.
A 5-minute making of...
They talk about the CGI and the taxi cabs.
Indeed.
And the staircase.
Yes.
And the staircase.
Spiral staircase. The game. No commentary.
Did you play the game? The games are always just...
I played the game.
He tried.
It's a little more difficult than... I'm not sure it's meant for little kids. Actually, it is. It's just not meant for me. The cool part, though, I did enjoy seeing... You know, they always put on the original theatrical trailer. Well, that was actually kind of fun to see for Oliver Company and the TV spot and then the trailer for the re-release in 1996.
And the making of featured a very young Richard Cook.
Richard? No, not the making of. That was the it was a little thing they did for the re-release of it.
Oh, okay.
And it was a very young Richard Cook who at the time was in charge of distribution of something or other.
Anyone by Richard?
Yes.
Yes, Richard Cook.
So. Impressive.
That was fun.
And so Glenn Keane wearing the popular pastels of the Miami Vice 80s.
You could tell he wasn't wearing socks.
It was very funny.
But it got me thinking.
A dangerous pastime.
Is it great? Is it not great? And the other Disney films of the era, where do they fall in the era? So I thought, now we decided great, not great is this. Great means it's great. Not great means it's not great. Doesn't mean it's...
Wow.
Let me clarify. There's a difference.
Did
you know,
spend a long time deciding that?
If someone asked you a question, how was the movie? Not great. That means it was bad. That's not what we mean.
Right.
It just means it's less than great. Right.
Yes.
So don't overreact.
Yes. We're not saying bad. We're saying it's just not great.
Not great. Yes.
Different.
Very precise here. So yes. I've got the animated features, 2D, since Walt died. We don't have to get through them all today, but ultimately we'll get through them all. And I want to know what you guys think, great, not great, on these.
Okay.
Oh, there's hunting in the forest.
Rebecca, Jungle Book.
Great.
Fanboy?
Great.
Captain?
Great.
Doobie, great. Rebecca, The Aristocats.
For me, so not great.
Not great, and I don't mean as in not great. I mean not great.
Ditto that.
Yeah,
ditto
four that. For four. Rebecca, Robin Hood.
Oh, great. I love... That's actually one of my... I know everybody's going to laugh, but that actually is among my most favorite Disney.
Love. Okay.
Not one great. More? Might have been better if it was... animated completely for that film.
Captain?
Great.
Doobie hasn't seen it.
Wait, why put that on the list then?
Because I want to know what you guys think.
Okay, then.
Sorry, I haven't seen some movies. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, that's just cute.
That's not
that
fair.
Doesn't count.
Why is that not fair?
No, because some of it was before Walt. Like, yeah. It was not...
Was
it's
all
a compilation.
It I know it's a compilation, but was all of it before Walt went away?
No, but some of it was.
It was, so right. It's kind of like...
We'll take it out. We don't want to diss Walt. The Rescuers.
Oh, well, that, you know, I have a soft spot for that one, so I have to say great.
I'm going to go with not great.
Big surprise.
Great.
We saw this not so very long ago, and it was not great.
Yeah, Dewey was, like, bored.
The Fox and the Hound Dog.
Oh.
Beyond.
Wake up, Rebecca. Wake up.
I'd have to go with not great.
Less than not great. Is that a category?
Fanboy?
It's been a long, long time. And so I'm going to go with not great.
I have a hard time with movies that don't have a lot of music. I don't know why. They just don't connect with
when
me.
You're
when you're the best of friends.
Okay, yeah. Sing another song.
When you're the best of friends.
Reprise. It's been a long time since I've seen this. My memory might be fading, but I'm going to go with great on that.
Yeah,
one.
You know why you think it's great?
Why?
You get to go around going, because I'm a hound dog.
Oh, I can't change my vote.
Change your vote?
Yeah, I'm going to go with great.
Great. Oh.
Oh, wow, wow.
Whoa, whoa.
The Black...
Oh, that's where they got the American Idol theme song from.
The Black Cauldron.
If you play it backwards...
Oh, please.
It's like...
That's just not great.
We all
you know what? I would say not great, mess. But yet I don't exactly remember it enough to really be honest about that opinion.
That's a jumbled mess. If my mom hadn't made me read the book, I think I would have been like, what is
Having
this?
Having not read the book, I would say, what is this? Only redeeming quality is it's just fun to say munchies and crunchies.
Yep, and smackings and whackings.
I haven't seen it. The Basil
scared
of Baker
me.
Street.
I prefer The Great Mouse Detective.
The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh, it's been too long. I honestly can't say.
Fair enough.
I'm going to go with...
I like Toby. And I like the way Olivia says Toby.
Is there an Olivia in the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to see this movie.
Olivia,
yes, you,
is it
you
Haversham?
Do.
Olivia Haversham,
yep.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Haversham in the movie.
Yeah,
oh, and
she calls the little dog Toby.
I'm gonna go for great.
It's wow. Great. It's great.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm really
that's one of
on
my
good one.
That's
here.
One of my favorite animated Disney animated ones.
Wow.
That's
cool.
Definitely the best pre post Walt pre Golden Age movies.
Okay, we've done Oliver and Company. I'm going to swap the next two for obvious reasons and say The Rescuers Down Under.
Once again, been a long time, but I remember that movie being just having a lot of really gorgeous scenes. I'm going to go with great.
I remember loving that movie, but it's been a long time, so I remember loving Oliver and Company at the same time. So I'm going to go with great with an asterisk.
Yeah, exactly.
Disney has Bright House.
I would say great.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen Rescuers Down Under?
Nope.
Wow.
So, Great Mouse Detective and Rescuers Down Under. I'm really missing
Have you ever
here.
Heard the score from the movie?
No.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You've heard it. It's, like, used everywhere. Okay. It's like Rocketeer, where you've never seen the movie, but you hear the music everywhere you
everywhere.
Go.
Like 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Like Fantasia.
The Little Mermaid.
We're, like, going to go through them all tonight?
It's going fast.
Okay.
We don't have much of a show today.
Yeah, there's nothing else to talk about.
That's fine. Little Mermaid, it's not great.
Sacrilege.
I hope Anita isn't listening.
I know.
Great.
Oh, no.
Sorry, but this...
It takes place in the sea.
Under the sea, actually.
Oh, no pirate wants to be there.
No.
Well, some do, I guess.
It's not great for me.
Oh,
sorry.
That's painful. It is great.
It has moments of greatness.
Yeah, it's from
Fathoms Below to the wedding.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know how I was saying about how Dinosaur, which was previously on the screen until it became a sort of drunken gibble of pixels, how it was a negative bell curve, a.k.a. a valley, yes. Where it starts off good and goes kind of way down. And this is the bell curve movie, and that it's like it starts out okay, it gets good, and then it goes foomp.
Where did
when exactly
does it go foomp?
It goes foomp after Under the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes foomp.
What about Kiss the Girl and the little ride through the
What city? About Les Poissons?
Les Poissons. How are you?
So it goes up for, a minute, and then it goes back down. Okay. There's a couple spikes.
It's a not great film with moments of greatness.
Exactly.
Okay.
Les Poissons, another song which was on our trip to downtown Orlando.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine you three singing that. How
funny. Hee hee hee! Ha ha ha!
Oh, dear.
Are we unanimous on Beauty and the Beast?
That is great.
Great.
Great, yes.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Aladdin, of course.
It's okay. Yeah, it's great.
It's okay. Wait, wait.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I have to give it greatness.
Great.
Great just because of the song.
It's great.
It's not that great, but it's great. The Lion King.
That's great.
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 Great. Pocahontas.
Not great.
Oh, that's hard.
No, it's not. Not great.
I was not that enthused about that film.
It's great. Come on. It's great. Doobie and I.
It is great.
It is great.
It is perhaps the best of the post-Lion King movies not called Hunchback.
Have you seen Bolt?
Or Lilo and Stitch.
Or Hercules.
Or Home on the Range.
Home on what? Have you seen Home on the Range?
No,
I'm pretty sure that falls under not great.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Great, but I don't like to watch it. I find it too dark.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, but it's great.
She doesn't like
it's not scary. Scary, it's just dark.
Great.
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 Hercules, Hercules.
That movie is so much better than I think I give it credit for when I...
He put the glad in Gladiator.
Yeah.
Hercules.
He's daring deeds are great theater.
Hercules.
Whenever I stumble upon it, I'm like, oh, man, that's just way more fun than I remember, so... I don't know. I'll go with great.
We'll go with great.
It's great.
It is beyond great. It's really good. Mulan.
The
greatest gift and honor is having you for a daughter.
Beef, pork, chicken,
See, this is what I'm saying. You know how earlier when we were talking about Fox and the Hound, and I'm like, I have a hard time with movies that don't have a lot of music. You guys are totally, you aren't reciting like just very few lines from the movie. You're reciting... lyrics from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny to me.
Get down to business.
To defeat the Huns.
But it's just funny to me that's... I mean, I know it's because that's what you can play in your car over and over again or whatever, but...
Don't stop your crying.
They released a single months before the CD. I listened to that song on replay. Great.
Mulan.
I think it suffers from Little Mermaid syndrome again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, greatness.
No.
It's great.
It's okay.
Tarzan.
Oh, wow. That one is so,
That's the toughest one for me.
Middle of the road for me.
M.O.R.
Dude. Because the music is so good.
But it's Phil Collins.
And the deep canvas... You know, with the...
with the multi-plane camera and the computerized text.
And the chandelier.
But the villain is so disappointing.
Clayton.
That's true.
Movies need good villains to be good movies. I'm going to have to go with not great.
Not great.
I say great.
This is the toughest one, but having it on the background a couple weeks ago solidified to me that it's not great.
Yeah, wow.
But pretty good. Fantasia, 1999.
This doesn't count. It's just pretty.
Okay, fair enough.
I love the plot. The songs are so singable.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, this one is on the verge of greatness.
Oh.
So I'll have
if
to
only
go.
Only they've rewritten it one more time.
I have to go with not great, but so close.
I'm going to go with great, just because it's funny when you pull the wrong lever.
Exactly.
But Kingdom of the Sun, not great.
See, it's hard because while I am thoroughly entertained when I watch the movie, would I say it's a great movie? No. But I'm very amused by it, so kind of hard. It's like it's a great to watch, but as at the same time, it's not. It's kind of bad.
So great.
It's great.
It appeals to the public, but not to the critic in him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I it's not that great of a film, but I laugh at it.
So what's your bottom line?
Yeah. I'd say it's great, I guess, yeah.
Darn right it's great. No two ways about it. Atlantis, The Lost...
Not great.
Not great.
Anybody disagree?
Not great.
Not great.
I'm not quite sure I know what happened in that movie.
That's also... I left that film kind of the same way I left Black Cauldron. Huh?
It's kind of the same way I left Treasure Planet.
Yeah,
I know the
story
of Treasure Island.
Yeah.
It needed Otis. Can't have Milo without Otis. Lilo and Stitch.
That's great.
Great.
Not great.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew the captain would say not great.
It is so great.
Ohana means family, and family means no one gets left behind.
Or forgotten.
Mahulaka naka.
Oh, Lilo.
It's bad we live in a city, on an island with no large cities. That was the other line I remember.
I remember... Everybody was saying, Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. Everywhere after that, it was in the preview, wasn't it? Like, everybody said that.
It was funny. I went to the DMV. Everybody.
All I remember from that movie is, you look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Treasure Planet.
I want a moment to be real.
For me, this movie is not great. But that I have a bias against any Treasure Island movie of any sort.
Not great. As much as I really, really wanted it to be great.
It's great. It would be even greater if Martin Short wasn't in it.
Oh, that goes for the world.
Hey, you don't like Ben?
No, Ben is not a... Ben is the tragedy of that film.
But you consider it great?
I consider it great.
Oh, yeah.
It's
among the captain's favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Not great. Not by a long shot. Brother Bear.
Brother Bear. I have a feeling that movie is better than I remember.
Me too.
Welcome to life.
But I don't.
You remember it being not great.
I remember it being not great.
I remember loving that movie when I saw it last week. So I'm going to go with great.
Wow. Maybe I should say it again.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I would say not great, but yet, I need to refresh my memory on it.
I think it's not great, but when we saw the sing-along, a couple songs the other day.
Yeah, I was
like,
oh, this
really
is a
good.
Lot of fun.
So
yeah,
I have a feeling
exactly.
It would go up in my book. And finally, Home on the Range.
Home on the Range.
I have to admit, I've never seen this movie, so I cannot speak to its value.
Not great. It don't.
Not great. Mechanical malfunction. Not great. Not great.
No, I too have never seen this movie, and yet I'm still going to go with not
Bust
great.
Bust a Move,
April
2. Hey, April 2 is coming up kind of almost
Wasn't
shortly.
It?
You should watch it on that day.
Was
oh,
it?
Well, that's a good
was
idea.
It before we moved? Is that what we were kind of in the midst of moving?
No,
or?
We just skipped that movie.
Is that what happened?
We just kind of never got around to it.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't living here at the time, so you had no one to go with.
Yeah, we were in California at the time, were we?
No.
Uh-uh.
When did it come out?
After you moved here, because
on April
2.
Thank you. Whatever April 2 was, a Friday or a Wednesday. We've got email from Wing It Nike. She writes, Hi, LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
There are certain dead spots in downtown Disney, California, Libby Lou's and Department 56 Old Spaces, and inside Disneyland, Plaza Inn and Carnatia Gardens.
And they just announced Illuminations. They're closing across the nation, so that'll go darker there, too.
Illuminations is going dark. That's witty.
Thank you.
She asks, are there any dead
the
spots
store.
In
the
Disney
store.
World, and what would you like to see in those places, or would you rather they stayed the way they are?
Dead spots at Disney World?
I'm trying to think if there's any dead spots at downtown Disney, maybe in the middle.
pleasure or something.
Yeah. Like, it's like an island removed from the rest of Downtown Disney. I think that might be a dead spot. Or that resort. What's the name of that resort across the Hourglass Lake from Pop Century?
The Big Brown one?
Yeah.
I think it's called the Big Brown Not Yet Open Resort. I think what I'd like to see done is a sign placed out front that says, "We are Imagineering a New Attraction," and then move some offices in there and maybe keep that way for about 10 years and then put a bunch of corporate sponsors in there.
Yeah.
See what happens. There's been rumors put up on Orlando Sentinel that the Harley-Davidson people are looking at expanding their presence at down at Pleasure Island.
Wow.
Maybe taking over Mannequins and turning it into a kind of a cafe, you know, Harley-Davidson cafe.
21 and over.
So that was the
talk about a clientele switch.
Well, it was funny because they were. They were saying that, you know, I guess it's known for its, I've never been inside, but you know how it's got its circular floor? So they were saying, you know, they could maybe play off of that with a Harley wheel.
Oh, cool.
You know, something like that. Okay. That was, I saw that on the Sentinel. And then for me, I wish that they would find space for a Build-A-Bear in Downtown Disney.
They could put that in the old Disney Quest when that closes.
And Virgin is supposedly, like, closing soon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's actually a very heated rumor that Virgin's going to be closing.
That's a big retail space.
Big open
space. And yeah. I believe if AMC does not get pizza soon, they'll be closing, right?
We're losing our business alone when we hear that. Now, in California, they need to take any one of those spots and put in a Johnny Rockets or some other equivalent quick
Monorail Cafe.
Eatery.
PCH.
Monorail Cafe type place. No, that's fine dining.
But yeah, something like that. That'd be great to have there. And even like a just a higher-end In-N-Out type thing or something.
Or just an In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm,
dude,
be nice.
Can you imagine In-N-Out Downtown Disney? How popular that would be in California?
It'd be crazy.
They should have. You know, they should really have a plot twist and put In-N-Out here at this Downtown Disney.
There'd be no reason for half the transplants here to go home.
It's funny. You meet anybody? For those of you who live in SoCal, if you ever move out of SoCal, I can tell you right now, one of the things you'll end up talking about with people who no longer are there as well is In-N-Out. I think just about every person we've ever met. When we're like, we were at a restaurant the other day, and she's like, "Yeah, I moved here from Southern California," and we're like, "Oh yeah, you know, what do you miss?" In-N-Out Burger comes up almost instantly. It's amazing the brand loyalty.
I don't miss it.
Well, you don't eat meat.
I get all my Chick-fil-A animal style.
We do have Five Guys here, which the West Coast doesn't, and that's the close equivalent.
Arby's? Do we have Arby's? They didn't have Arby's in L.A., did they?
Yes, they did.
They had Arby's.
Maybe they didn't have Arby's in San Francisco.
No, they have it in L.A.
Doesn't animal style just mean, like, with a pickle or something?
Mustard, I think.
It should be more than that.
I think it's mustard.
I believe
it's actually made out of an animal.
Animal.
Not an animal, it's made out of animal. Like in Sweetum style. Cool. Thank you for that email. Hopefully we've shed almost no light on that subject.
I was trying to think, what else would I put in Downtown Disney Anaheim? What else do they need there?
Something that won't close would be nice.
A Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique in the Libby Lou would be nice, so that you had one outside the theme park and inside
the
theme park.
Wait, say that one more time, but three times faster.
One more time, but three times faster. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be fun, because then you'd have one outside the park for people to enjoy, and then they can go over to Build-A-Bear and have a party.
I hope that's coming.
Bob-day.
That'd be nice.
Maybe a pizza. No, they have a pizza joint. They have Napolini.
Just
any kind of quick service food. I mean, not quick service, but faster service food. Non-fine dining.
Like, yeah.
Would be really nice.
IMAX.
Here. Not there. They don't really have space for it there, but
they,
here.
That's what they should do with the Virgin Megastore.
Yeah.
Turn into a big old IMAX
theater. That'd be awesome.
We should write that down.
Knock out down Disney Quest, too, because they're side by side, right?
How big of an IMAX theater is
it? The biggest on the east.
And you know, Cirque du Soleil is having ticket sale problems.
Now you want more.
No
than
one goes to House of Blues. Yeah.
You want more than
just one. Did you
hear
that they're
being
acquired by Ticketmaster? Or they're merging with Ticketmaster?
Oh, wow.
Because they're owned by Live Nation, which.
Oh, okay.
So now they're going to charge you an extra $10 every time you eat a dinner there.
Service fee.
Yeah. So does that mean there will no longer be a service fee to buy House of Blues tickets on Ticketmaster?
Yeah, right.
Double.
Captain. It's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay. I need the book. Pass me the book.
What to expect when you're expecting?
Apparently, this week on the Captain's Challenge, we have a prize, which I am holding in my hand.
Take a look, people.
The second edition of 101 Things You Never Knew About Walt Disney World by Kevin Yee.
Is it broken?
Ta-da!
Broken? Oh, no. No, it's not broken. 101. It's just 100. It's 101.
Oh, I thought it was a book about broken things at Walt Disney World.
Nope.
Speak one. Come on.
And speaking of 101...
It's about spotted things.
Speaking of 101 things, last week's question was about who sang the end credit song from 101 Dalmatians, you know, the live-action version. And let's see. Christy Marsh says, woohoo, I haven't gotten to answer one of these in a long time. Dr. John sang the version of Cruella de Vil found in the credits of the live-action movie. Dr. John.
Is she right?
She is correct.
Yay!
Applause. No relation to me. Dr. Captain John. No relevance. What I'm going to do is I want you to pick a number between... Doobie, pick a number between 10 and 100.
37, 42. 42?
Okay, so we're going to turn to page 42 of this book.
It's a picture. Maybe not.
And I'm going to see if I could turn one of these into a question. All right.
What is the seventh word on
If you need a copy, buy them at laughingbirdstore.com.
But not yet, because it's the second edition, and we're not selling it yet.
Pre-order.
Okay. Here we go. When you pass Peter Pan's flight, there is a little, you know, kind of a chalet on this kind of hillside. That was a station for what former attraction?
Motorboat cruise.
The Matterhorn.
Flying saucers.
That is the question. And I'm very glad I was able to kind of actually
Wizard
find
of
something usable on this page. And so that means now that I have actually, you know, looked through this book, there is now DNA evidence from Captain John. So for all the fans of Captain John out there,
you're gonna, actually, 20 years later, someone's going to be coming to your door saying they're your child.
That's not actually the one we're sending them.
Oh, that's not the one we're sending them?
No.
Oh, no.
The one we're sending them is brand new. That's now used.
That's now used.
Yeah.
I wonder why. On the cover, it has a copy of a Diggs County sign, and the route is 498. I wonder. I think I know why that says 498, because Disney's Animal Kingdom opened in April of 98. So do I get, like, a bonus thing since I knew that about Walt Disney World?
You can have that book.
So. Being that we are, okay.
America Sings.
Now that
I didn't know that about Walt Disney World.
Now that I do know we're giving them a new book, then I don't have to worry about the police, you know, catching my fingerprints on.
And how will the people play?
How do the people play? You could post in the laughingplace.com discussion boards with the date of and your answer. Or, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And if you know.
Or if you have, you know, I occasionally say this. If you have more information that you wish to divulge, you could call us. What is the number?
866-718-9408. That's 866-718-9408.
Thank you, Doobie.
We'll also take your gold.
And gold, yar!
And speaking of Christy Marsh, 88, we got a voicemail from her. That's why I know it's a her and the name Christy.
And 88, only females were born.
Hey, ELP crew. This is Christy Marsh, 88, calling with a question about the Disney College program. I'm looking into maybe doing this program, maybe in the next few semesters, maybe next fall. And I was wondering if you guys had had any personal experience with the program or knew anybody who had. You probably do. You seem to know a little bit of everything about the Disney company. So I was
just looking for
any kind of personal experiences. Maybe you guys knew somebody who had some, you know, really good stories to share about the environment of the program or, you know, any tips for somebody looking to do this.
CC's Pizza.
Thanks for listening. And love listening to the podcast. Thanks for doing it all the time, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Patterson Court over Vista Way any day.
Now, seriously, fanboy, I know you know a few college program people. If you had to advise someone, what would you advise them? And what would you want to make sure they thought about before making the decision?
Make sure that it's at a time when it's appropriate for you to do it. A lot of folks do it early in their college career, but perhaps it's better to do it later so that you can start your Disney career with a college program and then perhaps move to a professional internship or see what your options are, because a lot of folks then go back to school and they find that it's missing the magic, pixie dust, or celebration of a Disney career. Also, make sure you bring a car, despite what they say, bring a car, and CC's Pizza, $5.99.
Does that include the drink?
Yep. If you're a cast member discount, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's impressive. Still need to go there sometime.
And it's pizza. Oh, you could eat pizza.
I can't believe I've never heard been there.
I've heard that they've actually improved quality, and they get good ratings if you go to the one on 190 on 535.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yeah. How do you like it?
It's good. It's pizza. You can't mess up pizza.
How many different kinds they got? Yeah, you can.
I'd say like 12 different kinds.
Yeah.
They have like a macaroni and cheese pizza, which is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And then they have salad as well and a dessert pizza.
Yep.
They have a salad pizza?
No, they have salad. they have pasta with red sauce and white sauce.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all sorts of pizza and dessert.
Cool. Well,
$5.99.
I hope that helps. I think that was a good answer.
And I hope CeCe's listens to this. And
if you're actually a good person and can interview well, make sure you pick a line of business that you like. Do not lowball it because you think it is hard to get into the Disney College program. I've heard of people making that mistake. I really want to go into operations, but I'll have a better chance if I say I want to be in food and beverage. And then you end up in food and beverage. And there's nothing wrong with food and beverage if you like food and beverage. But if you like operations, which I think is what everyone really enjoys the most, then go for operations. Or merchandise, if you like merchandise. Or recreation, if you like recreation. Front desk, if you like front desk.
What if you like animals?
Custodial. If you like animals... go get a pet that you can't bring with you into the college housing. And honestly, that's all that stuff about like come before you go to the program. But when you're here, make sure you don't get caught up. It's a very diverse group, and some people might be a little bit more party animals than you're used to. Don't get caught up in that. Make sure you're still focused on your career. I've seen a lot of like letters to the editor of college papers talking about how they started partying. Started and didn't stop showing up to work, and the next thing you know, they're banned from ever working from Disney again. So just make sure that you have a good time, make a lot of friends, but still maintain that this is a job and you need to be professional, and don't let some folks that this is their first job bring you down and teach you bad habits.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Hope that helps you out, Christy. And with that, that's almost the end of the show. There is one thing we need to talk about, and that would be David Copperfield. Because
Cooper Field,
how do they pronounce it now?
Copperfield.
So last Thursday, the fanboy, the Captain John, and the doobie got to go to the
Mr. Incredible Theater,
Bob Parr Theater, and we saw the one and only incomparable, the magician himself. Just ask him, David Copperfield. So, what'd you guys think?
He made a car appear
on stage.
On stage,
above a group of volunteers. It was impressive.
He made himself disappear into a fan without injuring a stagehand.
Did he injure his own hand?
No. He was able to do magic while wearing a white T-shirt, a jean shirt, and pants, as opposed to the more upscale apparatus normally required to do magic, and he had a duck.
A duck.
Were you as impressed as... Well, I'm not sure what fanboy thought, but were you impressed, Captain?
He did everything a magician should do, pretty much.
He didn't saw a lady in half.
Yeah.
Although there is something to be said. The magic we're playing at the pyramid next door. So we're not quite sure if people were there to see magic
or the magic. Yes.
I really feel bad for the people who went to the game.
or watch the people outside with their signs saying, parking for magic. Because they didn't say the magic on their little signs. They just said magic, and so...
People were parking way on the other side.
If you weren't savvy.
So we have Sprint Family Locator now for our phones, and I noticed that I thought I would know when the show was over and the guys were going to be heading home, and I looked, and sure enough, they were outside of the theater, and then checked on them again just to see, how bad traffic was so I'd have some ideas to when to expect them home, and they hadn't traveled very far. So what exactly happened, guys? How did it take you so long to get to a highway?
Is this about the parking lot experience?
Where did that hallway go?
It was like the Haunted Mansion endless hallway. And then you go down the stairs a little more, and then you open the door. It's like another portal to some other place.
I just want to say that I suggested we take the right turn. They didn't agree with me.
No, 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 no. Hey. I said, shouldn't we be turning right? And then he said, no, go this way.
It must be Fanboy's fault then.
How long did it take you guys to find the car?
A long time.
Somewhere between 30 seconds and 15 minutes.
What I'm pretty sure happened is David Copperfield used our car. And it just took him a little bit longer to get it back into the original parking spot.
He might be right. He made the audience disappear, too. They were like...
It's funny. I've seen shows where that happens. Snow White and Enchanting New Musical.
You know, they open the doors and Tiki Room, they do that there, too. Gonna make you all disappear.
Really, yeah, they had like 15 audience members on the stage, and then poof. There they were in the back of the arena.
They're back in the...
It took a little longer than poof.
Like poof, 10, 9, 8.
There was some impressive stuff. It's the first time I've seen a real magic show that wasn't in Vegas that was really highlighting the really unattractive showgirls. So,
well, there actually weren't... Cool. Their showgirls were not involved with this at all.
No, they had a lot of stagehands, but they were all dressed in black and blending, except for the one creepy scene where they... were a part of the skit. And the one in the back going, do it again! Do it in slow motion! That's my mother-in-law! So,
I want to be a pirate!
Is that Lincoln?
You must! Liz. So anyway, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being Doug Hennings, and 10 being real magic.
Okay, going by that scale, like an 8.
9.
It was impressive stuff.
I had really.
It would have been better if I wasn't told constantly how good he was.
Yeah, he does have a habit of doing that.
Yeah, then there were some video montages in there. You know what the show could have? How great he was.
You know what the show could have used? A little bit more wind, smoke, and fancy lighting.
They had one trick for that. I had high hopes. I was a tiny, tiny bit disappointed, but I still give it a 8.
He made a car appear on stage.
8 2/3.
Did it make you wish that they'd built that magic underground thing on the billboard?
Yes, David Copperfield's magic underground should have happened.
Remember it was like going to feature David, which was like the digital audio visual interface device or something like
something
that.
Something like that. Wikipedia, David Copperfield, you'll find it. Dude makes over $50 million a year doing magic. Fanboy is again making his thumb slide down his hand. And yet he doesn't make $50 million. Yet.
Yet.
Don't give up.
Don't ever watch give this.
Up. Now Fanboy is Richard Nixon.
One of his fingers jumped from one hand to the other hand.
Yeah, ta-da! That's a different finger. That's the weird part. This is working so well in audio.
You guys are so strange. Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of Disney if you live in the Southern California area, and if you live outside the theme parks, and if you live in the Florida area, also, again, outside the theme parks. On February 19th, the Academy is going to be hosting a presentation featuring the people involved with the creation of WALL-E and the people involved with Bolt and Kung Fu Panda.
One of these things is not and like the other.
Yeah, one and Annie.
And the tickets are free for that event, and you register online to get them, or you can call. And the information on that can be found at Laughing Place in our upcoming events section. Out in Hemet, which is about, an hour and a half from the park, probably?
But worlds away.
Yeah. They have a Disney music exhibit that's about to open. Once again, you can learn more about that at upcoming events. And here in the Orlando area, the History Museum is going to be hosting a springtime Muppet celebration. They're going to have a Muppet exhibit at the museum. I'm getting harassed so bad.
Isn't it the Wonderful World of Jim Henson?
Something like that, yeah.
The Wubbleless World.
And they're going to have, on select weekends, they're going to actually have panel discussions. They're going to show a film and then have a panel discussion regarding the film, like Dark Crystal, Muppet Movie was on there, Muppets from Space was on there.
Ooh.
So a couple of stuff. So, you know, you got stuff going on all over. And then the What Will You Celebrate tour is continuing to hit various cities. It was in Sacramento this week.
Going to San Fresno and, and Las Vegas are upcoming stops as well.
Yep.
And
do you really want to ask what people are celebrating in Las Vegas?
And also wanted to add one other thing. About 15 minutes up the four from Walt Disney World every weekend, there's a little venue that's going to be hosting some nice musical acts like Kelly Clarkson, MC Hammer, Casey and the Sunshine Band. So if you want to go up to Universal Studios Mardi Gras, you can catch that.
Mm-hmm. All the way through Lent.
How about you, fanboy? What you got? I see Super Bowl written on your paper. You want to say something about that?
Yes. The Super Bowl featured many Disney commercials, including one for Race to Witch Mountain.
Yay.
Up.
Yay.
Which wasn't in 3D, unlike Monster vs. Alien. It was stupid.
Yeah.
And, but you know what my favorite part of the Super Bowl was?
What?
Big balls.
We missed the Bruce Springsteen unsolicited I'm going to Disney World Disneyland comment because.
But luckily, we also missed the Universal Studios commercial.
Exactly, we had switched over
to Wipeout.
To watch Wipeout, yeah.
I wonder how many people didn't actually watch the halftime.
That's become like a big thing now to do the switch.
They, but I was happy to see that Ben Roethlisberger and Holmes were going to go to Disney World.
And?
Luckily, one of them showed up.
And it wasn't Ben Roethlisberger.
No, it was the other guy.
Santonio,
which I think is home to SeaWorld, right? Yeah. And
he's actually a Floridian.
And so despite the Super Bowl was on the Lightbulb channel, it was great to see Disney continuing to have a presence.
Indeed. You're looking at me. Have you seen American Idol Experience yet?
Wow.
Oh, that's right. I meant to tell us about it, Captain. What'd you think?
I think people have been really harsh on the American Idol Experience.
I thought it's gotten nothing but good reviews.
I've been hearing bad stuff from people.
What do you mean?
Like me, who's never seen it.
I was going to say, I think most of the negative stuff has been from the internet community speculation based upon the write-up, not people who have actually been.
I don't like the concept of it, but it's probably great. Well, anyway, go on.
It was great. You
great
know,
or not?
It was great. Ooh. I would say it's great.
So it was better than, Lilo and Stitch?
Yes, it was better than Lilo and Stitch. Wow. It's a movie, it's a track.
I will say, I do continue to hear from people who have been to the attraction that they think the judges are in many ways the low point of the show.
Okay, what I say about that is that the show that I saw, the Simon, who's the Simon equivalent judge, was somebody from the Adventurers Club, and they're fantastic. Later on, I saw another show. It wasn't an Adventurers Club person, and they were really bad.
How were Alvin and Theodore?
So, I think it just it really depends on who's there.
But you the know, show
some
really
people can improvise, some don't as well. So I can understand how that's the main weak point, is that depending on the judge, it can affect the kind of overall feel.
But overall, you thought it was a great
overall, event. I thought it was great. The overall, the experience is what you'd expect it to be. You know, the set is like a recreation of American Idol set, obviously a bit smaller. Not by, you know. We found a hidden Mickey, actually, in there. So
cool.
keep your eye out for that.
Hidden Dunkelman?
The main, you know, let me just go spoilerific here, I guess. First,
Austria alert.
The show starts out.
The first performer will be the best.
The show starts out where you kind of have the whole warm-up experience. You know, you have this guy come down trying to get the crowd all excited. And the whole – it's very much like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire play.
Yeah.
It's very much like that. You have the camera work – you have camera people in there.
The flowers.
The flowers. You have – so it's very much like – it's kind of like being at a faux TV taping kind of thing. So it's good in that way. You know, I wasn't really expecting that. I was kind of expecting more just here's three people singing and no, but they really did try to make it kind of semi-educational like, you know, kind of TV.
Maybe
TV
should
set
go
like.
Maybe should have been put at Epcot.
The main thing that I had that I think is the weakest point, not even the judges, but the placement of the voting device.
Oh, where you gotta like.
Yeah, because they have them on your armrest, and you share with the other person because it's like on every other armrest, and it's two rows of numbers.
Okay.
And so you just, you know, pick it on your side. Whereas with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it was like in front of you. And
click, 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 click.
Exactly.
The answer's B.
And you all and you all had your own. So it'll be interesting when you actually have Full House, because it's soft opening. There's not very many people. That's another thing, is that this show is definitely designed for it to be full. When there's nobody there, like it was when I saw it, it was not, you know, the energy level wasn't quite what it should be. So it's, you know, I think it'll be a little bit more, once it's actually opened and it's a full house, I think it'll come across better. Not that I'm saying it came across bad, sure. It's just that it's designed to be more energetic than a group of 50 people or so can really give it.
It's designed to have John Stamos there.
Did you feel like the people who were there with you were enjoying it as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that the audience reaction was fantastic.
How did the music video go over?
It actually went over well. People were getting into it. But, again, it has to do with the judges and whoever is the warm-up person. Because the first time around, it was very much, everybody was really excited. And the next time around, it was still a good reaction, but you could kind of tell that depending on your configuration of the host and everything, it really changes. So that's something that's really just what they need to work on.
I think one of the best things that could happen for this attraction is if next year people who were involved in the attraction and got, you know, the magic golden ticket or whatever went far enough in it that it could be continually mentioned, and then it'd be like whatever. Because I'm not like a passionate Idol fan, but I was talking with some people who are, and they were telling me about how the way the process is, because so many people apply, to some extent it's a matter of luck as to whether or not you get in front of the producers, because you know, you may get, they may decide that line A is going to be the people who actually see the producers, whereas line B and C never will, even if you're phenomenal. It's just they have to figure out some way to narrow it down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so apparently, you know, so I mean, I don't know for sure. This is what some passionate fans told me. So, you know, by getting this, you're guaranteed the opportunity, mm-hmm. which you can't have a guarantee of that opportunity by just going to the venue. So, you know, and if that pays out for somebody to be competitive, that would really, you know, kind of up the ante on the value of making the trek specifically for the experience.
That will be fun to see. That'd be awesome.
And I wonder, I mean, they do have all the camera people there and everything. I wonder, like, if you'll actually be watching American Idol and they will be showing footage from... This is the first performance from whoever at Walt Disney World.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Because they are filming.
They have it. Good point.
So it'll be
I guess that would depend on the agreement they made with 19 with Fremantle, huh?
Yeah. Oh, but the best part... Besides the music video, which is kind of random, and watching Ryan Seacrest dance like a geek, but
awesome.
The best part is that when the host introduces the winner, we'll get the Dream Pass or whatever it was called, and you hear the voiceovers go ooh whoa whoa.
Oh, awesome!
So it's definitely it's definitely a kind of, it's not a very serious show.
Right.
It's very much trying to be very peppy and lighthearted. It's not, you know, reality TV old drama.
What's nice is if you turn around, you can sing along with the contestants.
Did they really put the lyrics up there?
Mm-hmm. And you
that way the contestants don't have to.
And you could watch exactly
them.
When the show is going to start, and it tells people to get off the stage.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think it'll be a hit.
Really?
And I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Oh, well, I hope it is a hit. I would love to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of those where I would like to be wrong, but I have a hard time envisioning, especially with the way the economy is right now and everything.
And I would say...
I really have a hard time with it just catching enough momentum, you know, kind of pulling in enough people.
And I would say that the caliber of the performers up there was good enough. And, like, there were some people that were... I saw, like, one or two people that I would say, well, I could... see that on television, but you know, when the rest of your I will be honest, most of the singers I saw were better than some of the Disney performers I've seen, so it may not necessarily be saying much, but if it's, you know, it's equal caliber. I wouldn't say anybody was like, ah, that was really
bad. I'm sad that this attraction opened after the conclusion of Super Soap Weekends. Can you imagine those
well imagine
people
Well, I wonder if I wonder if within, you know, their contract or whatever, if they could use it for, like, say, Star Wars weekends. Not
sing your favorite Wookiee song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily sure what you would do exactly, or maybe have, you know, celebrities come up and sing. I'm not sure.
They did for Millionaire, but they can figure out something.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. So it's got a lot of potential. Just got to work out some of the kinks, which would be even performance out of the judges, pretty much.
Cool. Well, thanks for the report.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast, liveandplace.com, 866-718-9408. Leave a message on the discussion boards. Let us know your favorite Disney show-stopping song. And
Portobello Road. Portobello Road.
It's the age of not believing.
Yeah, that's a good song. And until next week, we have a wonderful magic trick for you.